Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the Take the L podcast. I'm your host, Liam. As always, we'd like to thank our sponsors, but of course, we'll get into that later. Right now, I'd like to introduce our 3 guests for this episode of the podcast for something that I kind of came up with on a Saturday afternoon because I'm bored as hell. Introducing first, I've got my friend from way back when, David.
Hello, everyone. My name is David. I like basketball and I don't like mushrooms.
Next up, we have Nate and Cord. We'll start with Nate.
Hi, this is Nate. Both Cord and I are high school friends for Liam. And we're twins, which is why he's introducing us together.
I don't know why he didn't say Cord and Nate. He had to say Nate and Cord.
I did, because I don't think your parents were as clever as you think they were. I'm just kidding.
They were clever.
Brock, please don't kill me. And of course, last but not least, we have Cord.
Hello. Same story as Nate, as we're twins. We barely did everything together until end of high school, so.
Well, there you have it, folks. Today, we will be playing a game called The Stereotypes of the States. In front of me, I have a list of the 50 states and the most common stereotype or conception about the state. And the whole point of the game is that I will read the stereotype and you'll have to guess which state it is from. And I'm realizing I have no way to count the score right now. So let me open up an Excel document
in your
real
head. Do it in your head.
Luckily, our studio tech did make sure that Excel was installed on this computer. So everyone, put your hands together real quick for John.
Go, John!
Thanks, John. Okay, and we're ready to play. I'm probably going to have to cut most of this out, or John will. I don't fucking know. Okay, so we're going to start out with the first state stereotype.
All right.
This state stereotype is that this state is the home of the deep fat fryer, where people will fry everything from fish
Texas.
To rattlesnake to everyone, and everyone is overweight. Which state am I talking about?
I might be wrong about my guess.
Okay, Cord, you are saying Texas?
Mississippi.
Nate saying Mississippi.
No, Louise. Can I change my answer?
Yes, you can change your answer.
Louisiana.
Okay. Louisiana.
I'm going to go home of the Dust Bowl. We're going to go with Oklahoma.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. David is correct. It is Oklahoma.
I'm pretty sure you can minor at Oklahoma State in something related to deep fat frying.
I think a quick aside on deep fat frying. I think it's really funny that people still call it deep fat frying. What the fuck else are you frying it in? Like,
that's true.
Are you putting your chicken into milk and frying your chicken in milk? That's, you know.
Oh.
All right, next state. The following state, it is a misconception that the, or I shouldn't say misconception, it is the stereotype that this state's population is made up of retirees, beach bums, and gator hunters.
Florida.
Florida.
I will also go with Florida.
All of you are correct. It is indeed Florida. I think Gator Hunters gives it away, but, you know, not all of these are supposed to be super hard. All right, for our next state. The people in this state always wear cowboy boots and ride horses. This could be any state. This one's out in the open. This could be any state in the Southern Belt. Take your guesses. We'll start with Cord.
I'll say Texas for this one.
All right. Nate?
Arizona.
Okay. And David?
Arizona's a good one. So my logic here is I think Texas is the obvious answer, but if I was to follow Liam's logic, I would do the opposite of rational logic.
I didn't come up with this list, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then, shoot. Those are both really good ones. I will go with Texas.
Ding, ding, ding. Texas is correct.
Ah. I thought that one would have.
Yeah, Arizona was a good. That was a good one.
Something like big guns related to Texas. That's why.
If I had said everything is bigger, then it would have been obvious.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, it's this test game, whatever it is, isn't supposed to be whether it's hard or not. It's supposed to be the biggest stereotypes.
Yeah. So the stereotype for this state is that it is the land of overly polite drivers of Priuses who live in communes.
Utah.
All right. Cord going in with Utah. Interesting decision. Nate?
Well, it ain't Boston.
Boston isn't a state.
Yeah, Boston is not a state. I'm so glad we have it on record that Cord, Airman Cord of the United States Air Force, believes that Boston is a state.
Oh, he's mixed up Vietnam and Korea before too.
Which state is north of Korea?
North Korea. No. I want to change my answer. South Korea.
And what's the capital of Pyongyang? All right. So to continue, Nate. Overly polite drivers.
I wouldn't say Washington.
Washington, okay. And
I'm pretty sure the state with the most communes is on the East Coast. Okay. I'm gonna go with Vermont. It's either Delaware or Vermont. I'm gonna go with Vermont. Sounds right.
Alexa, play a wrong answer buzzer because all three of you got it wrong. It is Oregon. Oregon is the land of overly polite drivers of Priuses who live in communes. Allegedly.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. Chaz should have told us that much. Chaz Chop.
All right, I've got to figure out how. Oh, this one's a long one. All right, so this state, this is a quote from Thomas Jarbo. Jesus, how do you pronounce that? Thomas Jarbo. Of course, there are a lot of people who think we are rowdy, inbred hillbilly, blue collar workers who don't wear shoes, who love to fish and hunt. People think we are a decade behind regular social and fashion movements. But people of this state are comfortable outdoors, have a tendency to appreciate the past more than others, and their charms and manners cannot be beat. Plus, they are famous for bourbon, horses, and food. Which state am I talking about?
It's Kentucky. it's definitely Kentucky.
It might be Kentucky.
I think I have to go with Kentucky as well.
Cord, what did you say?
I said Tennessee, but now I'm thinking it over and going, huh? I'm mixing it up.
Do you know where Kentucky is?
No, he does not.
It's north of Korea.
Cord, if you need to open up a second window that just has this map of the United States, like that's more than welcome.
I need that.
All right, so just because I'm going to spite Cord here, I'm going to give it to David and Nate, who are correct. It is Kentucky. I accidentally gave Dave 34 points.
That's okay. We'll catch up.
All right. For this next state, everyone in this state works in a casino as a cocktail waitress or an Elvis impersonator.
Nevada.
Nevada is correct. Points all around. All right. Gotta update these scores. I don't really have an efficient way of doing it, but you know what? It's a shit tier podcast. We got whatever.
Yes, we're all great guests. We are very eloquent with our words.
Yes.
And totally don't mess up at all.
Why do you think this podcast is called Take the L? Everyone in this state is a stoner who loves to ski.
Colorado.
Oh.
Nate?
I know where that is. It's where the United States Air Force.
Yeah, Colorado. Is.
David?
Academy.
I will also go Colorado.
All right, everyone is going Colorado, and you all would be correct. Everyone in Colorado is a stoner who loves to ski.
Good to know.
Okay. Switching it up a little. Everyone in this state... Okay, people in this state assumedly speak with a German or Scandinavian accent, like in the movie and TV series Fargo. But you have to look pretty hard to find accents like that in reality.
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's definitely Minnesota.
Court, Minnesota.
You would all be extremely incorrect. It is North Dakota. People from Minnesota actually speak like they have a German Scandinavian accent.
Oh my god.
It's fine. We can make fun of people from other states, not people from other countries. That's racist.
What if I make fun of Scandinavians?
No, you can't do that. All right. Let me find a good one. Okay. So, the people from this state think that a tractor is the only necessary form of transportation. Cord.
Why do I have to go first on this one?
David.
I'm gonna go Kansas.
Okay. Nate.
No, I was going to go South Dakota, but I'm thinking that that one probably has something related to meth with it, so... Wyoming.
Okay, and Cord.
I will go with Kansas, too.
Well, you all should have picked Gary, Indiana. You all are motherfucking wrong. Yeah, all of these states that are in the Midwest are kind of tricky because I think all of the stereotypes about them are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Just a little. I mean, it's all one giant plane.
Yeah. We should just have one state called Midwest. All right. The following state has a bunch of passionate folks who care about football, and NASCAR. Life revolves around one or the other. Nate.
Tennessee.
All right. Cord.
Nebraska.
And David.
West Virginia, the NASCAR state.
Unfortunately, the West Virginians do not like NASCAR as much as the Alabamans.
Wait.
That was an Alabama?
What? Alabama wasn't a joke about incest?
Unfortunately not. This is a highbrow fucking podcast, okay? We don't have to stoop to this shitty level, okay?
Uh-huh.
And right. Why'd you bring us on?
Okay, that's a good point. All right, so the following state, this is their stereotype. Fireball shots for breakfast and cigarettes for lunch. They're also all racist and homophobic. And they dress like they're featured in People of Walmart. Cord has swung for the fences with Tennessee, the, I think, now fifth time that it has been answered in this game.
It's only the second time.
No, it's the second time you've put it up.
David?
Yeah. I'm going to go Texas. It has the most Walmarts.
We already did Texas.
Yes.
Can we not do more than once?
Texas has already, like, we've already said what Texas's stereotype is, so if you want to just take a fat boy L,
no,
you're
all right,
more
all
than
right.
Welcome to.
I mean, it would match the show, so.
I'll go Louisiana.
All right. That is an acceptable vote. And what? Nate.
West Virginia.
All right. Well, it's becoming very apparent that you guys do not get into the South or to the East Coast very often, because that is good old South Carolina.
Like you knew.
I didn't. I guess West Virginia.
And yes, I did know that. Everyone in South Carolina dresses like they're working at Walmart.
Have to take your word for it on that one.
And there's no one on this podcast who can dispute me, just the way I like it. All right. The following.
Maybe I should pull up this list.
That would be cheating, Nate.
Yeah.
The following.
It's just to verify him, I swear.
The following state is filled with senior citizens who carry their own hot sauce everywhere and claim that finding a parking spot in the shade is more important than the birth of their first child. Whoever wrote these, God bless you.
We haven't done Louisiana yet, have we?
We have not done Louisiana yet.
Oh, boy.
I'll get back to you.
You want to go to New Mexico?
New Mexico, okay. And David.
This one, I'm going to go with Arizona.
All right. And Cord.
Ooh. Georgia. Let's go with Georgia.
All right. Nate, you were the closest, but David, you actually got it. It is indeed Arizona. It's hot there. Believe me. Let me tell you.
It's hot in New Mexico, too.
Yeah, well, I don't think people in New Mexico complain about how hot it is as much as people from Arizona.
Yeah.
There are three people, the three big players on how hot it is outside is New Yorkers, because it's never actually hot in New York, people who live in Arizona, and people who live in Lake County, California. Those are the top people for complaining how fucking hot it is.
Hey, we hit 100 last week.
Mm-hmm. All right, the following stereotype, nice and short and simple. Everybody surfs.
California.
All right.
Hawaii.
And David?
Ooh, I'm going to go Hawaii.
Hawaii is the big money. Come on. Come on.
I'm just remembering that one commercial where it was talking about how California is all... Everyone thinks we're all blank, and one of them was surfer.
I don't know, man. Living in Northern California, there is no way, fucking way, that I think that anyone is a surfer.
Okay, that's from a Californian's perspective. This is a stereotype of everyone across the states.
All right. Let's see. There's one that I'm looking for. There we go. All right. The following state is where everyone is all up in each other's business, and they all sound like Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Yeah, well, that'll be it. The rest of it gets a little too specific. We'll start with you, David.
This is a tough one. I'll go South Dakota.
All right.
Massachusetts.
Okay. And Cord.
New Jersey.
Wow. Okay. Two of the three of you were really close. And I do admit this one is very difficult, but it is Rhode Island.
Oh. Ah. South Dakota is basically Rhode Island.
Yeah. It's pretty much in the same, like, it's in the same hemisphere as Rhode Island.
All right. It's as big as
I didn't want to use that one, because as soon as I could say, oh, you can get to like 40 different states in like 15 minutes, everyone's gonna fucking know it's Rhode Island. All right. The stereotype for the following state is that everyone talks like Mike Ditka and loves Da Bears. Cord, we'll start with you.
Who the fuck was that?
Mike Ditka.
Would he be in any movies I know?
No.
He was a football player.
He was a football player on the Chicago Bears, which is where the Da Bears come from.
Correct.
So it's got to be Illinois.
All right.
Yeah. Illinois.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting strategy to just let everyone in on where Da Bears are from.
He was also the coach, if I remember right.
That is correct, buddy. I believe he also did coach for the New Orleans Saints. I don't watch a lot of football anymore.
Yeah.
All right. All right. The following state is the home of the spray tan and back comb bouffant and steroid abuse.
New Jersey.
David,
do you care? Yeah, I'll go to New Jersey.
All right. And Nate, can you say that one more time?
New Jersey.
That was the worst Jerseyan accent of all time.
Fair enough.
It's New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey. But yes, all three of you are correct. It is New Jersey. All right, just to kind of see where we're at right now, we have David in the lead with 9 points, Nate's got 5 points, and Cord is at 6 points in second place.
Wait, what?
Yes.
How did I get second? I thought I was dead last.
Coming up with some real good educated guesses. Alrighty. The people of this state are seafood snobs who wear mostly plaid and can't pronounce the letter R properly.
I'm gonna go Massachusetts.
Okay. Cord.
Arkansas,
okay. And Nate.
Cord, Arkansas is nowhere near the ocean.
I didn't say... Wait.
You said Arkansas. That's Arkansas.
The landlocked state is going to be the secret. Were you not joking about that?
No. Oh. I'm looking at the map. It's close enough.
Washington. Did you know that... Washington. Okay. Quick. Really? You think that people in the state of I think I understand where you're going with this, and you have it a little backwards. People from Nevada can't say Washington correctly; they say Washington. But it doesn't matter. All of you are incorrect. It's Maine. And Cord, you are just the most incorrect. So I'm going to go ahead and deduct a point. That was embarrassing for me.
It's along the Mississippi. You could ship seafood up it.
Yes, and I'm sure that they would love to be purchasing seafood all the fucking time. All right, so on to the next state. I swear to God, if the three of you don't get this, I'm just going to end it here. Not like the show, like my life. The people from this state are burly ice fishing fur wearers who club seals for sport.
Alaska.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Alaska as well.
All right. Alaska is correct. The twins are not.
I didn't hear Cord's answer.
I said Alaska.
He did say Alaska. All right. And so now let me go to another random one. All right. So, the following state, the people here are overtly happy, religious-shunning vegetable growers whose number one topic of conversation is taxes. David.
Which of the Pacific Northwest states have we done again?
Of the Pacific Northwest states, we have done...
Oregon.
We've done Oregon.
Cord? Jesus, okay. You're bad with geography.
Cord, I'm going to deduct. Deducting another point for thinking that the Pacific is on the East Coast.
Okay, well, this is not Washington. It's not California. I'm going to choose a random East Coast state. We haven't done Massachusetts. I'll go New Hampshire.
All right.
Jeez, Cord, you're throwing him off.
All right, Cord.
Maybe that's my stretch team. I'm going to go with Montana.
Okay. Interesting. Picking one of the coldest states as one of the biggest vegetable growing states. Interesting decision, Nate.
Idaho.
Well, you are Idaho because you are wrong. It is indeed New Hampshire. Cord, your strategy backfired royally.
Wow, yeah.
All righty. The following state has the belief that the residents are blue-collar, Rocky-loving loudmouths who will fight you if you dare say anything about cheesesteak. Cord, we'll start with you.
Montana.
All right. Yep. Okay. Nate?
No, wait. No, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Nate?
Well, now I'm going to look stupid because that was my answer.
Wisconsin? Okay.
It is in... Gotta be Pennsylvania, the home of the Philly cheesesteak.
David, you are correct. Wisconsin does not... What even is the capital of Wisconsin? Madison? Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, the Madison cheesesteak. Dave, you're starting to run away with it. You are double the score of number two. And we're starting to run out of states to make fun of. Alrighty, the following state is where meth is made, and everyone has been abducted by aliens.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Nate, you think it's also New Mexico?
Yeah, New Mexico.
Alright, well, all of you are correct. I don't know if I would agree with this one, because Sedona is not in New Mexico, but... I didn't write this list. So I don't get copyright claimed on this list. Quick shout out to Yahoo Answers. thanks for hooking it up.
Let's see. Yahoo.
This is a Yahoo article for the rusting states. What the heck?
Interesting.
Nate, I will immediately ban you if you go. If you can hit one of these that's exceedingly hard, I will actually fucking immediately disqualify you.
Do I need to start sharing my screen?
Nate, I will ban you from all future broadcasts of everything that I do, and I will be keeping all of the royalty money that I have made off of my stream with you on it. Real quick, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back after this. All right, and welcome back. A real quick thank you once again to our sponsors. Just to update everyone on the scores for the wonderful stereotypes of the states, we have David with 13 points in first place, Nate with 7 points in second place, and Cord, after a double point deduction for not knowing basic U.S. geography, is in third place with 6 points.
Yeah!
All right, and we're going to just keep on rolling. This one's the people from this state are rude.
Massachusetts. New York.
All right, we
it's
got
neat.
It.
It's got to be New York.
It
yeah.
is indeed New York. Nate, everyone loves people from Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, Boston threw me off.
The state of Boston is
Boston
a bit rude.
Coming back.
Maybe. No, I meant Boston is in Massachusetts.
All right. This one's a long one. Bear with me. So the stereotypes about this state are all kinds of country. People here wear cowboy boots, jean shorts, and graphic t-shirts with Garth Brooks' face on it. The drinks of choice are Fireball, More Fireball, cheap beer, and liquefied fried chicken. hot chicken and rotisserie chicken are the best foods. In reality, the state drinks as much hipster coffee as Fireball, and there are other types of music besides country, such as blues, rock, and that's it.
I'll go last on this one because I know what it is.
All right.
I have no fucking clue, but I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah. And Nate?
Tennessee.
Wow, yeah, it's Tennessee.
It is definitely Tennessee. There's no way it could have been any other state other than Tennessee.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let's take a detour here. Okay, this one is really difficult because the stereotype is not very descriptive. The following state has people that are simple-minded and easily entertained.
This has got to be the South Dakota one. Isn't that what people say all the time? Simple-minded about South Dakota?
I don't know. Yeah. Is it?
We're running out of states here. Like,
if Tim is online, you guys can audible in and call him real quick. Oh, wait, no, he's from North Dakota, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Which, you know, you think would make him the expert on South Dakotans, right?
No, it would not. They're like a night and day, these two states.
Yes, but South they know Dakota. A lot about each other.
I don't know. The remaining states that you can pick from, by the way, are Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, South Dakota, and Utah.
Was North Carolina in that list?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. I must have spaced out over just that one because my answer is North Carolina.
All right. Cord, you got an answer?
I thought I answered earlier.
What did you say?
South Dakota.
South Dakota is correct. Which now puts you ahead of Nate by 1 point.
Woo!
You better be careful, though. Any more geographic mishaps, and you're going right back down.
Cord's really good with Texas. He's better at the largest stereotypes. I'm just better at geography.
better at geography is a very, very low bar. All right. The people from the following state. This state is filled with beach bums, bodybuilders, activists, and movie stars.
We all know this
California.
One, right? Yeah,
this will be California.
You would be wrong. It is actually Ohio. I'm just kidding. It's California.
No, it's not.
What movie stars live in Ohio?
That's not even the most egregious part. There's no beaches in Ohio. All right. Oh, man, my choices of states to pick from are getting thin.
Ohio's on the Great Lakes.
Yeah, how many beaches do you think there are on the Great Lakes?
Doesn't have any nice beaches, yeah.
All right. Yeah, and how many bums do you think go to the Great Lake beaches? All right, the following state has potato farmers.
Idaho.
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 Correct. Idaho is indeed the correct state. I'm really happy that all of you got that. Especially the twins, because we saw a documentary about it.
We did?
Yes. I guess you just weren't paying attention. Alrighty. I don't know the alphabetical order of the states, apparently. Okay, there we go. The following state has people who believe the hunting season is more important than Christmas. People ride horses to school, and everyone here is a total badass.
Wyoming.
Okay. I'm now realizing that I've completely left a whole bunch of states out. But continue.
Was Wyoming one of those?
No, it was not. It was Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Missouri.
I'm going to go Montana.
All right. And Corey?
Yeah, I want to go Montana too.
All right. Montana is correct. And I did leave Wyoming out.
Hey! That's...
I didn't want to sway your decision. It's only kind of cheating.
All right, now I'm looking up this list.
Oh, wow, look at that. He got disconnected from the group. That's so weird.
Oh, no.
He's gone. He lost. I don't have to worry about being dead last anymore.
All right. The following state. The following this one's easy. The following states hates the Yankees. Oh no.
I'll go last.
Okay. Words of knowledge.
All right. The biggest sports rivalry of all time, and you guys.
No, I know it's the White Sox. Just trying to remember.
Uh huh. Yep. Okay. The White Sox, I believe, are from Chicago.
Oh.
I am correct. Yeah, the White Sox are from Chicago. Cord, you want to just toss a guess out there?
New Hampshire.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and nil that because New Hampshire has already been guessed.
Oh. Right.
Oh, so you can correct people for states that have already been guessed, but not for states that...
Nate, I'm going to do... I was going to say that, yes, Philadelphia is fine, but I'm going to go ahead and not let that slide anymore just because Cord guessed incorrectly, too. Philadelphia is not a state.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's already been guessed.
You mean it's already been...
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it was the Philly cheesesteak one.
Yes, oh, well, the ones where you guys thought the Madison cheesesteak.
Yeah.
All right, so, Court, do you have an actual guess?
Have we done Indiana?
Yes, yeah. We have.
Yes, that was
I thought we did.
I'm trying to...
Oh, boy.
It's the Indiana Indians, isn't it? I don't even know who the fucking Indiana baseball team is.
If that is it, it's not going to be that for long.
Okay, can I go?
No, I want to see...
Massachusetts.
Okay. Was that Cord or Nate? I wasn't paying attention.
That was Nate.
Okay, Cord. Are you going to guess?
Let's go with Connecticut.
All right.
It is... I'm going to go Massachusetts, home of Boston.
The Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, the biggest sports rivalry of all time. And you picked a state that doesn't have a baseball team. Cord, I'm tempted. You are, by the way, ahead of Nate right now.
I have no clue.
You could have just Googled biggest sports rivalry of all time or the New York Yankees.
That's cheating.
You could have Googled the Yankees. I would have allowed that. Jeez. All right.
I need to check my pressure cooker. I'll be back.
All right. I guess we'll take a quick ad break for our other sponsor, which, of course, is the Lechuger Stream Shop. Head on over to merch.streamelements.com/Lechuger to pick up some high-quality merchandise like cups, shirts, mouse pads, and hoodies. And not only, don't take it from me though, I have the testimonial of a satisfied customer. David, take it away. David's peeing right now. But yeah, merch.streamelements.com/Lachuger, Lachuger. There currently is not an exclusive merch shop for the Take the L podcast, but it is something that John is in the works on doing, and we'll get there eventually.
All right.
I'm kind of just filling the air now because David's not back, and I'm going to do as little editing as possible on this podcast, and John's probably also not going to do any editing on this podcast. So you kind of get what you sign up for when you listen to the good old Take the L podcast. Right now, I'm taking the L, But you don't have to. If you go to merch.streamelements.com/LeChuger, because every single piece of merch there will be an epic win. No one will make fun of you for wearing super weird merch because no one's going to know what LeChuger means, and there is no obnoxious branding that makes it look like it's from a game. David, are you back?
Yep.
Don't take my word from it. Take it from David, who purchased merchandise from the merch.streamelements.com/LeChugerMerchShop. Take it away.
The mug, let me tell you, the most amazing mug I've ever had the privilege of holding in my hands. It is beautiful. The ceramic, unparalleled. I would highly recommend to anyone who needs anything that is included in the store. The LeChuger stream store is the best place to get it from.
All right. Thank you, David. Okay, David, what was your Venmo and how much did you want for that? All right. And we're back. It's seamlessly. It's almost like I didn't do that fucking ad read off the top of my head because I don't have any other advertisers on the podcast. Okay. The following state is full of call center workers who love corn and corn-fed steaks. Everyone lives on a farm.
I'll go last on this one.
All right.
I don't like it when he says that because it means he knows the answer.
Either that or he's just overly confident that he knows the answer. Though so far he has not gotten one of those wrong, so... Cord, we'll start with you.
Minnesota.
Okay. You got Minnesota locked in. Nate.
North Dakota.
North Dakota has already been selected.
We have?
Yes. You should really be writing these down or something.
It's kind of late to start that. Oh, fudge.
Then I'm going to need an answer here.
Yeah, I know.
Are you just...
Wyoming.
All right.
Just a random Midwest state.
All right.
I'm going to go with Nebraska, the corn state.
Nebraska is indeed correct. It's not just a name. Everyone in Nebraska actually just fucking loves corn.
What the fuck? What's wrong with those people?
Alrighty, and this now brings us to our final sets of states. The eligible states for guessing are Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, MISSISSIPPI, Missouri, but I'm from Ohio though, North Carolina, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We are going to go ahead and start it off with this state where it is legal to inject maple syrup into your bloodstream. It's not
Vermont.
A fact. It's not a fact. It's a stereotype. People who live in the state, please don't actually inject maple syrup into your bloodstream.
I've heard of this stereotype.
Type 2 diabetes.
Outside of Canada. But... Oh boy.
I'm also going to go Vermont.
All right.
Michigan. Let's go with that. I'll be different.
Cord. Okay. I'm just... Cord, what is the most famous city in the state of Michigan? And if you don't know, I'll give you a hint.
I don't know.
Detroit. Do you think that people in Detroit are injecting maple
right.
syrup into their bloodstream?
They may be injecting something, but it's not maple syrup.
All right, fine. I'll go with Vermont, too.
You're correct. I gave you one out. The only person who actually has to worry about it is Nate, and I'll give Nate one out later on. Alrighty. God, this list is fucking... Okay, the people in this state love Prince.
I'll go last.
We haven't done New Hampshire yet, right?
We have done New Hampshire.
We have done the fuck.
Nate, you want to wager a guess?
Yeah, Washington.
All right. I will give you your out right here, right now.
All right.
Prince was not born in Washington.
You mean he wasn't born in California either?
Seeing as California has already been chosen, no. All right. Cord.
I'll go with Minnesota.
All right. Nate. Are you going to follow the pack, or are you going to shoot one in the dark?
I will... I want to think on it. Yeah, Minnesota. Right. I don't have a better guess.
All right. David.
Yeah, it's Minnesota.
Minnesota is correct. Prince was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. All right. Next up, we go over to a state that has a misperception that everyone is a hillbilly, just like every other state. The misconception was encouraged in the 1930s. However, some of the reason why the misconception is prevalent again is because the history of hillbilly culture in the state has kind of become commonplace again, but in a much more like hipster hillbilly way.
What the hell's a hipster hillbilly?
West Virginia, take me home.
Cord, I'm tempted to take another point off.
Yeah, that's not the song.
For defiling John Denver.
Yes.
But okay, Cord, are you going to go with West Virginia?
I'm going with West Virginia.
All right, Cord is locked in West Virginia. Man, as these... I'm realizing even now, like, as the pool of states gets reduced, it's a little bit harder. David, you want to shoot one in the dark?
I'm going to go to the home of the great Bill Clinton, Arkansas.
Arkansas? All right. And Nate, are you going to split the difference, or are you going to just fire one blindly into the dark?
Go and shoot blindly and say Mississippi.
Mississippi is Incorrect. It is
okay.
The home of the sax man president himself, Arkansas. Debatably, the culture of hipster hillbilly came because of Bill Clinton, but that is up to debate and interpretation. We now fly on over to a state where everyone wished they lived somewhere else. And this is a hint for all three of you because you are all politically inclined. Everyone wishes they live somewhere else during an election.
Ah, shoot.
I think I have a good idea of this one.
All right.
I'm going to choose... Have we said Virginia yet?
We have not said Virginia yet.
Have we said Ohio yet?
We have not said Ohio yet.
And we have said Pennsylvania.
We have said Pennsylvania.
I feel like there's so much more for Virginia, and there's not really a lot more for Ohio. So I'm going to go with Ohio, because I know people in swing states really don't like being there during elections.
Okay.
Yeah. Ohio.
Nate, are you going to jump onto the bandwagon with Ohio?
You know, David's been really good at this, so yeah, Ohio.
Well, you would all be correct. Ohio is indeed a swing state, which people hate living in. For more reasons than just elections, but also...
elections.
All right. Let's take a trip on down to another state. Where it is okay to cheat on your wife with your other wife.
Utah.
That was hilarious. Such a twin moment. Yeah, I'm going to go with Utah as well.
Utah, correct. That joke did not go as well as I thought it would.
That was real bad.
I thought there would be some sort of punnage there, but it kind of just fell onto its face. Alrighty. From Utah, we will be taking a nonstop flight to this state, which is made up of country club loving, pastel wearing, helicopter flying part of the 1%.
I'm going to have to say Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And other people's answers.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Connecticut as well.
Mm-hmm. We've already done New York, so Connecticut.
Okay, the Berkshires do not make up all of New York. But yes, you are correct. It is Connecticut. And I still, to this day, have trouble spelling it, because even though I know it's Connecticut, I can't spell connect. So, yeah. Next up, we're going to be making our way to a different part of the country where the people are right-wing horse lovers who hate hate anyone and anything that comes from Colorado. So which state hates the state of Colorado the most?
Well, I'm going to have to say third time's the charm and Wyoming.
All right. I'm also going to go Wyoming.
Wyoming.
All right. You are all correct. I'm a little suspicious now of Nate, though.
All I've done is pulled up a map of the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a likely story. Next off, we are going to be taking a good grand old trip down to a different state, which I can't find on this list. I could just use the search function, but I'm too lazy to.
Control F.
Okay. Well, this is another state where if not all three of you get this, I'm going to be very disappointed in you as friends.
Well, you shoot yourself.
I don't have a gun, so no. Everyone in this state loves a gumbo.
Mississippi.
It's Louisiana.
It's Louisiana. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's the home of voodoo and gumbo. Oh, that makes me sad.
They're right next to each other.
Okay.
We've spent our entire lives in California.
You guys need to get out of the house more. And like by that, I mean into other states. All right.
That's what I've done.
Yes, you've gone to Texas.
And it didn't help.
Yes.
I'm also realizing I did not record David's score. Cool. I'll square it up now. The following state has the following slogans. Yes, we can read. A few of us can even write. And no black, no white, just the blues.
Georgia.
Cord locking in Georgia. I I feel like David's muting his microphone and just frantically typing.
Just the blues?
Yep.
Can you go over the states that haven't been said yet?
The following states have not been said. Delaware, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Mississippi.
Nate.
Actually, Wisconsin.
Nate. Nate, are you
Georgia?
Okay, we got.
I'm here. I just don't like agreeing with court.
Well, that would have been a good judgment call because Georgia is incorrect, as is Wisconsin. It is Mississippi.
Oh, of course, it was Mississippi.
We now go to a different part of the country. I don't know, like this bit is not working. Like it's, I don't know why I'm trying to continue to use it, but you know. Okay. The following state has a whole populace of people who will fight you over the best way to make barbecue, and their tea is never sweet enough.
Georgia.
Dang it, Cord. I think you're right.
Nate, are you going to say Georgia as well?
Georgia, yeah.
David, are you going to...
We already said South Carolina?
Yes.
So then I'm going to go North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Wait. We haven't done Virginia yet, have we?
Correct.
All right, I'm switching to Virginia.
All right, well, it didn't really matter in the end because both of those answers are incorrect. It is North Carolina.
Damn.
Heck yeah.
Sweet tea, pecan pine, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. All righty. I'm running fucking out of states now. People travel to this state to shop and avoid paying taxes. David, you want to go?
I'm going to go last.
All right.
It's the taxes that give it away.
Cord.
Well, you know more about the different state taxes than...
Yeah. I just want to, like, we have an aeronautical engineer, an airman, and whatever degree you're doing, David. This is not quite fair.
It's econ, so it does kind of give me a leg up on this.
Yeah, not only that, but Cord dropped out of Berkeley. Nate went to Pomona. No disrespect. Great school for aeronautical engineering.
Shut up, Pomona.
David is going to Stanford.
Oh.
It's Delaware. The answer is Delaware.
Yeah, everyone incorporates that anyways.
Everyone incorporates their company in Delaware because you have lower business taxes.
I'll just give that one to all of you guys. It'll be the Ivy League crutch for David. And just because I called you out, I'll do a quick little plug for you. Guys, check out David at twitch.tv/CazTronReal.
Yeah, thank you.
CazTronReal, CazTronReal on twitch.tv. You can also follow him on Instagram and Twitter. And that is the only fucking nicety that you will receive from me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For anyone who thinks that I'm being rude to any of these people, these are all of my like very close friends. David is literally the first friend I ever had, and the twins have been putting up with my dumb bullshit for years. So
You are being surprisingly nice. So anyone who thinks that you're being mean right now does not know you.
Podcast Liam and real life Liam are very different. I'm like,
I was gonna say we should only talk on the podcast.
I'm like the Ellen DeGeneres of podcasts. Sweet as hell on the air, but as soon as I just turn into a toxic fucking waste. But of course, we'll be talking about that on episode 3 of the Take the L podcast, available next Sunday.
Oh, man.
So I need to continue to set this game up, don't I? I'm like running this game. Get it together, Liam. You're fucking this up.
Eventually, we'll all be able to answer the last question correctly, right?
Cord, I have no doubt that you will answer the last one incorrectly somehow.
I'll just ask you which state we haven't done.
And I will give you 2 states just to spite you. The following state is overflowing with sweet southern blonde women and the kind of gentlemen you'd want to bring home to mama. So I've given you a little leeway. It is a southern state.
This is a tough one.
Alabama. I know we've done that one already.
I was about to lampoon you.
No, I was just thinking.
Yeah, we're
about,
starting
like,
to run out of southern states.
I was just thinking about how, of course, you'd want to bring your man home to mama. She already knows him.
All right.
This is Alabama.
All right.
Hey, we said this is going to be respectful stereotypes, Cord.
What if I have someone from Alabama who wants to sponsor like the podcast? Like, I don't know, like incestpornforyou.com.
Then they wouldn't find it insulting, would they?
I guess not, no.
Georgia.
Oh, that's what I was going to go. I was going to go Georgia.
Cord, you going to jump
on? Well, that makes me feel better.
You going to jump onto the bandwagon to Georgia?
We're running out.
Georgia.
We're running out of southern states, and it's not Virginia.
Could
so,
be,
yeah, I'm going to go Georgia.
Could be West Virginia. I'm just kidding. It's fucking... You're all correct. It is Georgia.
Oh, nice one.
Fuck. You're running out of states and you're fucking this up, Liam. All right. Oh, God, I'm going to have to be very careful. People in this state get fat in the winter to stay warm, and they drink beer and eat cheese. That is your hint for this state. And if you know anything about football, then... That should be a dead giveaway hit. Of course, I know the 3 of you are not huge sports aficionados.
Oh, it's Minnesota. No.
It is not Minnesota.
Yeah, that, I realized that as soon as I began saying it.
Anyone want to toss one out there?
Repeat it again?
People here get fat in the winter to stay warm. And they drink beer and eat cheese.
Wyoming.
All right. It is not Wyoming.
Nah.
You can guess again, Cord. Wyoming has already been picked.
Have we done Wisconsin?
We have not done Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin, then.
All right. Is everyone going to follow in the footsteps of...
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Nate?
Yeah, I'm going to go Wisconsin.
Well, you better discount, double-check that answer, because you are right. It is Wisconsin. Not a single person here got that joke, and that's whatever. So, a quick point update. David is at 33 points, and Nate and Cord are tied at 21 points apiece. So,
whoa, I've been getting negative points this entire game, and I'm tied with Nate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It is now mathematically impossible for David to lose.
Yeah, woo. It was never a competition with David.
it's just the twins now. So people in this state love rain, trees, and Bigfoot.
There it is.
Washington.
Cord, you gonna hop in?
Washington.
And David, you gonna round it out?
Yep, Washington.
Washington is correct. I'm realizing this game show would be a lot more interesting if I had some like game show noises going on, but I'm probably just going to have like lo-fi sounds that you can study to playing in the background. Let's take a look at a different state, shall we? You shall, because I'm the host of the game show and you're kind of the contestants.
Oh no.
What have we gotten ourselves into again?
Okay. This state is all about corn farmers and caucuses.
Okay.
We already did. Well,
Missouri.
Me.
Right, we haven't done Missouri yet.
We have not done Missouri yet.
All right, I'm going to go Missouri then.
I'll go last.
Don't like it when you do that, David.
Come on, Cord. He can do it.
Missouri.
David.
I'm gonna go Iowa.
Iowa is correcta. The Iowa caucus. It's the most famous. I mean, Missouri does have a caucus, but it's not, I don't think, as famous as the Missouri caucus.
You just said that the Missouri caucus was not as famous as the Missouri caucus.
Oh, I mean, it's not as famous as the Iowa caucus. Okay, look, I'm the host. I don't have to get anything right.
No, you just have the answers in front of you.
That is, yeah, I do. The people think that Deliverance was filmed in this state. This state has a long history of inbreeding and isn't helped by several suggestive Hollywood movies and documentaries.
Finally, this is the one that we've been saying over and over again.
West Virginia.
I'm also going to go West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia.
West Virginia is correct. Just update everyone's score real quick. I mean, I don't really need to update David's score anymore, but no one will know his score, but actually, you know, we'll do like a percentage of how many of the states you got. Next up, we will be going to a state where a state that hates Ohio. Cord and Nate, if you paid any attention during our world history class, you would know this one.
Why would that be in the world history class?
Put it together. It doesn't matter if David doesn't know that because he's fucking winning by by an unbelievable.
Oh, I know this one.
Nate, Cord, I'm
Michigan.
South Carolina.
South Carolina is not an eligible answer.
Okay. Then Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm going to go Michigan.
Michigan is correct. Our world history teacher in high school hated anything from Ohio. And that was, if you paid attention, you would have noticed that. I mean, I paid attention to that. I didn't pay attention to the class. I didn't do so well in the class, but I remember that. People from this state live on a farm, are super religious or super racist, and own a gun. The people from this state regularly get asked if they've been in a tornado.
Kansas.
All right.
Is Kansas still open?
Kansas is still open. Our Kansas is not open.
Yeah, I'll go Kansas as well.
Kansas is correct. There's no separation now between the twins. If they just keep guessing the same stuff. It's fine. I have.
I won't fall behind by just guessing the same as Corey.
I have a tiebreaker for the twins if it does end in a tie between the twins. I had this planned out, and just in case, you know, with the twins, you never know. All right.
I mean, it's a bad idea to have both of us on a knowledge-based test like this because we know a lot of the similar things.
All right.
We also don't know a lot of similar things. But
people from this state are obsessed with education and politics. Public schools are better than most out-of-state private schools.
Wait, can you say that again?
People from this state are obsessed with education and politics. Public schools are better than most out-of-state private schools.
We've already said Massachusetts, right?
Correct.
I'm going to go Maryland.
All right.
We haven't said that yet, right?
Correct. Are the twins going to be hopping on board, or are they going to shoot one in the dark?
Maryland makes sense.
Nate, do you think that?
I mean,
Do you think the public schools are best in Maryland, Missouri, or Virginia?
I don't like it. I think they're probably best in Missouri, or not? I messed up, but yeah, let's go Missouri.
Okay.
That way, no tiebreaker.
All right. That is almost as bad as thinking that the Pacific Ocean is on the East Coast. It is Maryland.
Yeah.
All right. And... Oh, hold on. I almost made David lose. With a clerical error. Okay. Nate and Cord, I'm going to need both of you to close your maps.
Okay.
Oh boy.
David, you're going to get this one regardless. So.
Okay.
This is more of a geography question than it is an actual question of stereotypes. Which between these two states, where do more politicians live, Missouri or Virginia?
Virginia.
Virginia.
You are all correct. And of course, you guys would get the last state stereotype correct. But unfortunately for Nate, there is no tiebreaker.
Yep.
So let's see how you all did. I need to grab a calculator because I'm too lazy to do this in Excel. David, you had 82% of the state's stereotypes correct.
Nice. I'll take it. Thank you. A B minus.
Stereotypical.
Nate, you had 54% of the state's stereotypes correct.
Yay.
And Cord, not far ahead, you had 56.
Whoop-de-fucking-doo.
So it is fair to say that out of the three of you, David is the most racist.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Wait, I thought this whole premise was that it wasn't racist to stereotype.
I was just thinking, like, wait, is it best? Is it good to know the most stereotypes?
All right. Well, I think that's going to do for this episode of the podcast. As always, thanks for coming and listening. This was kind of like a different kind of episode. I'm not really sure if I'll do something like this in the future. We new episodes every Sunday. You might see one of these guys on a future episode.
We'll see.
Thank you as always, and be kind, love one another, and see you next time.